doing something for the first time this weekend. Mark has to go to Athens and not drink. Cry, baby. And we were talking about who's doing stuff for the first time this weekend. Got an interesting call from a woman who's having the first time discussion with her daughter. The talk, if you will. This one's quite interesting, though, I will tell you that. Hey, is this Lisa?
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, good.
What are you doing for the first time this weekend?
Well, I'm dancing.
You're dancing.
Exotic dancing this weekend.
You're stripping.
Yeah,
for the
well,
for the first. Well, what?
Well, I guess it is stripping.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you can call it dancing if you want, but
I might just call it dancing.
Okay.
You're naked.
If you're gonna take your clothes off, it's stripping.
Oh yes.
All right. So now.
Why did you want to do this? Yeah, what got you into this?
Well, I mean, I've always loved to dance, and me and my friends, when we go out, we just dance. You know, at the clubs and stuff, on the speaker boxes. You know, I love being the center of attention. And plus, my friends and my family have always just said that I always could make a lot of money stripping. So, you know, maybe this is the weekend to do it.
Why? What kind of, like, what do you need the money? Is that why you're?
Well, it's my last year of college, and I know my student loans are gonna. You know, I'm gonna have to start paying those soon. So, I thought this is a great way to make some quick money.
Okay.
Well, you know, like, stripping is a little bit different than just going out and clubbing and dancing.
Well,
I mean, the moves are more provocative. It is different. I mean, you realize that, right?
Right, but I just, you know, I have so much fun dancing already. I just thought if I could dance and, you know, professionally, and I could get, like, tons of money for it and probably, like, an ego boost, you know, I thought, hey, why not?
Lisa, where are you from?
Do I have to say?
No, I guess you don't. That's
are you,
why.
Are you from north of the perimeter?
I'm from Paulding.
Makes sense.
Oh.
Is she single?
Let's just leave it at that.
I don't know. Now, let me ask you a question. All right, since you're going to go on stage, if you will, mm-hmm. for the first time this week, have you thought of a name?
Oh, yeah. I have a name.
You gotta have
I think it's really good.
You got to have a good stripper name. So what's your stripper name?
It's Diamond, but with a Y.
God. Oh, that's just perfect.
That's unique.
That's just perfect.
Now, Lisa.
And Sapphire on the bar.
Can I just step back a couple of seconds here?
Go for it.
Earlier, you said that you were encouraged by, you know, friends and family. Did you really mean to say family?
Oh, well, I guess not my whole family. In particular, my uncle. What?
Are you kidding?
Holden
no. Well, his ex-girlfriend was a dancer, and he says that my moves are better than hers, so he thinks I could just make a ton of money.
Why is
How
not
does
this,
he know?
Yeah.
What?
Well,
he's an Uncle Pervy.
Your uncle?
He has a pool at his house, and he would invite me and my friends over, and we would drink, like, tequizas, and what is that?
What?
Like, real fruity Tequiza. Wine that comes out of a box? You know what I'm talking about?
Fruity wine that comes out Boone's of a farm? Box?
It's really good. Have y'all had it?
I don't even know what the hell she's talking about. You lost me there, Diamond.
I'm still thinking about
Well, anyway, we would all, you know, start drinking and hanging out, and I would start dancing, and my uncle would give me, you know, tips on how to move sexy and all that stuff, and has always just said I could make a lot of money.
You know what I'm
that.
Picturing? You all remember right. in Vegas Vacation when Randy Quaid, they pull up to his house, and his daughter comes up and starts dancing and kisses her?
That's like the original Vacation. My dad says I'm really good at French kissing. All right, here.
Are you not disturbed at all, Lisa, that your uncle has encouraged you to do this?
Well, why would I? He's family.
Well, but he's not
being supportive.
But wait a minute, he's not
he's
your
kin to me.
He's kin to me. He's not your biological uncle, though, is he?
Oh yeah, he's my dad's brother.
Oh,
like
I mean, that's what I'm saying, Jenner.
Show your kin some skin.
So wait a second. So you, this is the first weekend you're going to do this, right?
Oh yeah. I've never
I mean,
done
have
before.
You practiced your moves in front of your uncle?
Well. Not exactly in front of him. I mean, I don't want to. I mean, being in a two-piece is one thing, but being completely naked is another.
It's not in front of him because there's a one-way mirror, and I can't see what he's doing.
One-way mirror?
That was a booth reference.
That's a different kind of place, I think.
Now, how much money do you think you can make stripping?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I've heard girls say they make, like, what, $1,000 a night? stuff like that. I mean, that's a lot.
Well, let me ask you a question. Besides your uncle, does anyone else in your family know you're doing this for the first time this weekend?
No, they don't know. It's really just my uncle is the only one. I'm afraid to tell the rest.
Tim?
How much money do you have to give Uncle Pimpcest?
Lisa, come on. You've got to admit this is weird.
Lisa or Diamond, we're not being mean. This is just a little intriguing.
I can't. I'm just.
Why?
I can understand if you got on and you said, I'm doing this for the first time this weekend. My friends kind of talked me into doing it, so I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But your uncle talked you into doing it.
That's the creepy part.
Really creepy.
Well, wouldn't you want your family? I mean, your family's really the only people that are going to be honest with you. Some of your family. And I feel like my uncle has experience. It was his ex-girlfriend. He met her at the strip club. He knows what is sexy, you know?
Coming up on the bar, my little girl.
I mean, if your uncle told you to play Pose and Playboy, would you do that as well?
Sure.
That's classier.
I know. That's classy right there.
We can't say the name of the
place. That would get you more than $1,000.
No. Say the name of the place.
It's funny when you brought this subject up earlier, like who's doing something for the first time this weekend.
I didn't think we'd get this call.
This is the last thing I thought we'd get.
So. All right. So, Lisa, I know we're running a little bit late here. We got to take a break. Kevin Kinney's coming in a couple minutes. Can you hold on a second? We'll get your number. And we'll call you on Monday, and we'll find out how your first experience on the stage went.
Okay.
All right.
Stretch out nice and...
Hang on a second. Now, wait. Deborah, before you let her go, get her uncle's phone number. I want to talk to the uncle as well. If we could talk to him today, cool. If not, Monday.
That's a good idea.
From the sound of it, all she has to do is roll over and hand him the phone.
Oh, God. Oh.
And, Deborah, find out the club for Tim.
for Tim's own reasons. All right, it's 8:56. Kevin Kinney from Driving and Crying.
God bless her.
Kevin and Kinney from Driving and Crying is going to stop in here in a couple minutes. Tongo Heedy, they forgot completely they have to play music now after that last call. They're all like, what's happening in the room? We're going to get those guys in here in a second
as well.
I was
thinking, since we're going to be at a topless bar tonight, maybe Lisa can join us.
The new Morning X is on.
Another how-to minute from the Home Depot.
Sarah tried not to smile, but it was useless. Her new floors were stronger, tougher, more resilient than her three boys. She sat back and thought to herself, Mom won, boys zip.
At the Home Depot, beautiful flooring has been taken to the next level. With Allure by Traffic Master, you get the look of real wood along with waterproof durability, making it the perfect answer for the most active of rooms. Adding to the beauty is the ease of installation. You can do it yourself in just a couple of hours because there's no gluing or nailing. The planks adhere to each other, not the floor, so it can cover almost any surface. Or if carpet is more your style, check out Mohawk with Smart Strand. It has advanced fiber engineering for permanent stain protection.
Correction. Make that Mom one, dog and boys zip.
For innovative flooring options, come to the place that keeps you one step ahead. Your Metro Atlanta Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
When you started your small business, weren't you looking for a service provider that gave you not only great service, but a great product, great people, and a great price? Something more than just a service, a part of the team. This is Leslie, and that's exactly what I got depending on AT&T. As a small business owner, they gave me a complete set of solutions that help keep me connected in and out of the office. No wonder more and more customers are choosing the new AT&T. Now you can order select speeds of broadband internet and get free AT&T Wi-Fi at nearly 10,000 AT&T Wi-Fi hotspots. Go ahead, get connected, even when you're on the go. So, if you've built a successful small business, turned a dream into a livelihood, don't hand over all of your hard work to a service provider that doesn't offer everything you need. Depend on the new AT&T. Here's my advice. Sign up, get connected, and it's Onward Business. Call 1-877-ONWARD-4 or go to att.com/onwardwireless.
Free with Fast Access Business DSL Plus in 6.0. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Do you feel like you're just not getting ahead?
Yeah.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a boring, dead-end job that's going nowhere?
Yeah.
Well, what's stopping you from getting ahead?
I don't know.
Are you lazy?
No.
Stupid?
No.
Okay, then, two questions. One, do you have a good basic understanding of computers and Microsoft Windows?
Yeah.
Okay, two, would you be willing to study hard, really hard, for the next 6 months if you could increase your salary?
Sure.
Well, then go online now to computertraining.com and take our computer computer skills test.
Where?
Computertraining.com.
Okay, then what?
If you pass our test, then tell us you're willing to study hard for 6 months to get your Microsoft certification.
What's that?
It's your ticket to a new career and a high-paying job in the computer industry. What's stopping you from getting ahead? If you're not making at least $50,000 at your current job, visit computertraining.com. Education that will change your life.
Ladies, if you're waiting for your man to pop the question, let me give you an idea what he's going through. This is Tom Shane, and chances are he's really sweating it. You know, hours of research on the internet, shopping around, prodding your friends and family for info, whatever it takes to find you a diamond ring you love with the most sparkle for his buck. Well, throw him a bone and drop some hints, and bring him to Shane Company, because you'll see the largest selection of rings in the state, including Shane exclusives and unique designer styles from A. Jaffe, Viraggio, Christopher Designs, and others. And because we buy our diamonds firsthand from the diamond cutters in Antwerp and Tel Aviv, he'll get more quality and beauty for his money than anywhere else in town.
Now, you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, in Gwinnett, Marietta, Alpharetta, Kennesaw, and Morrow. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5. Online at ShaneCo.com.
Right now, Old Navy is having two sales at once. A huge 25% off baby and kids sale with a special bonus 50% off sale for women. Now is the time to save 25% off the sweetest styles for newborns, toddlers, and kids. Come into Old Navy this weekend for all kinds of cute styles for newborns, like our famously snuggly bodysuits. For boys and baby boys, we have sporty rugby shirts, hoodies, and cargos. For girls and baby girls, we've got cozy sweaters and cords. Plus, check out our all-new colored denim for girls. Now is your chance to save 25% off on everything you need for girls, boys, and babies. But the big savings don't stop with the little ones. This weekend, treat yourself to some grown-up size deals, like 50% off select women's sweaters and long-sleeve knits, or choose corduroy in tons of styles like shorts, skirts, and pants. You'll find 50% off savings for women all through the store. So hurry into Old Navy today for the 25% off baby and kids sale with bonus 50% off sale for women. It's going on right now, and it's only at Old Navy. Select styles only. See store for details.
Head to Guitar Center and sign up for Drum Off, the world's largest drum competition. This year's champion will take home a 2007 Toyota FJ Cruiser, plus thousands of dollars in other prizes. Log on to gcdrumoff.com for more info and to join the official Drum Off website.
WNNX Atlanta.
A Cumulus station.
Everything alternative.
99X.
9 o'clock on the new Morning X.
The one and only Kevin Kenny in studio. We're going to talk about Smith's Old Bar, the two Driving and Crying shows, and Unplugged in the Park this weekend. Kevin next, 99X.
Take it easy. Push me out. Oh, won't you take it easy, lady? Push me out.
Crying, Everything Alternative 99X 906. Kevin Kenny in the studio, and I think we've just formed a jam session here, Jenner.
Is that what's going on back
this
here?
This is unbelievable. Tongo Heedy set up in the room. They're playing Eclipse to Luna tonight on Miami Circle for the big Mojo Fest. And, the smell of Bacardi in the studio.
Oh, it's like home. Mm. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
he's like five mojitos down already.
That would be nice.
it's
How
funny.
Are y'all doing?
We're great. How are you, man?
Doing well. Great. Hanging in there?
It's funny because you came in here and we kind of had the little, you know, Tongo Heedy is set up and they're going to be playing when you're done here. And immediately you just go, okay, guys, here we go. Ready? Here's how the backup's going to work. Yeah. And you guys just kind of broke it a little impromptu jam session there.
Yeah, hang around. You know who Warren Haynes is from the Allman Brothers?
Yeah.
He's one of my good friends. And you spend enough time with him, you wind up just picking anybody up.
It's like, just jamming with anyone.
I've seen him start bands with people in the lobby of hotels. You know?
Yeah, come on, everybody.
So, okay.
Gather around. Here's how it works.
But so lots going on this weekend. The two big driving and crying shows at Smith's, because you guys are not going to do your annual Thanksgiving show. So it's tonight, tomorrow night at Smith's Old Bar.
Yeah, I wanted to do something. I wanted to play a small club in Atlanta. You know, again, we play, you know, medium-sized clubs all over.
Sure.
And we just always, I felt like a Tom Turkey of Atlanta, you know.
People are like, here he comes
out. Guy. And I was like, oh, yeah.
No, it's a cool venue.
It's going to be a very cool venue. And we got, you know, got our original drummer back, Jeff Sullivan.
Oh, cool.
And so we just wanted, you know, do something like something kind of, if you remember the Cotton Club, anybody out there remember
Cotton Club?
Dan and Mike used to own the Cotton Club, you know. So we kind of wanted that vibe again. That was a really good era for us. You know, it's a little bit of a time machine show for us.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing whatever we feel like doing, you know.
Is it too late to get tickets? Tickets are gone, I'm sure.
There's limited amount of tickets left. There's probably like 40 tickets left. You know,
those are going to go.
They'll go fast.
And then Sunday night, Kevin...
Especially